A new state official is set to be announced this week, Vermont's first kid governor. More than 1,000 fifth graders voted in the election. It's all part of a new civic education program led by Vermont's Secretary of State's office. Caitlin Unke of the University of Vermont Community News Service spent time with one of the participating elementary schools.
Fifth graders at the St. Johnsbury School held a primary a few weeks ago to elect their nominee for Vermont's first ever kid governor. Kara Hebert was one of the candidates.
I noticed like a lot of things in Vermont, and some of them weren't so good. And I was like, we need to fix that. So then I started running.
She says all of her friends were running.
And I thought, if they're going to do it and they're going to make a difference, then maybe I should too.
The St. Johnsbury School is one of 65 Vermont elementary schools participating in the program. Here's how it works. Student candidates build platforms around issues they care about. They campaign at their schools.
Hello, my name is Emmy, and I want to be Vermont's kid governor because I...
And then seven finalists move on to a statewide election. The winner becomes kid governor, and the six runners-up become the cabinet. And the coolest part is, those seven students get to work with state officials to bring their ideas to life.
Yeah, so they'll work with our office directly. We'll have monthly meetings where we go over their platform and help them put it into practice.
That's Robin Palmer. She leads Kid Governor for the Vermont Secretary of State's office.
Well, the thing that our office really liked about the program is that it's, yes, learning about how like elections work, but really focusing more on helping students identify a topic that they're passionate about and think about ways that they can make a difference about it.
Palmer says she's been surprised by the big issues students are tackling in their campaigns, like homelessness and food insecurity. Kara Hebert and her classmate Max Clucci both have platforms related to healthcare.
The topics I'm focusing on in my campaign is like health insurance, because like about 20,000 people like don't have it in Vermont.
My dad, he was diagnosed with a disease that is unfortunate because it can't be cured, and my platform is to try to help people who try to cure those diseases, help them do their work.
Excuse me, as we're waiting for our last classmates to arrive from recess.
Pam Letourneau Fallon is one of the fifth grade teachers at the St. Johnsbury School. She actually helped bring the Kid Governor program to Vermont. She loves its hands-on, real-world approach.
This is not a pretend election. The stakes are high. Their platforms will become a reality.
She says the stakes are high for another reason, too. A recent state report showed that fewer than 60% of Vermont youth say they plan to register to vote when they're old enough.
I believe the Kid Governor program is going to dramatically increase those numbers. I can't see any of these students not voting in elections moving forward. They are invested.
None of the St. Johnsbury students made it onto the statewide Kid Governor ballot. Still, Kara Hebert says the process taught her a lot about leadership.
A good leader, for me, it means making an example for yourself so others can, like, look up to you and do the same things you're doing. Like, if you're nice and kind, then they, like, want to be nice and kind.
The Secretary of State's office is set to announce the election results on November 19th. And the new Kid Governor will take office in January following an inauguration ceremony at the State House. For the University of Vermont Community News Service, I'm Caitlin Unke.